The Book at a Glance. John Eldridge's book, Wild at Heart, Discovering the Secret of a Man's Soul, was published in 2001 by Thomas Nelson Incorporated and Yates & Yates. It was later updated by the author in 2010 in order to fill in a few more important lessons that needed to be clarified. It is at the time of the revision that the author starts off his book. John knows that a lot of people are sick of books which are trying to tell men what they should do. However, this book is more than your typical step-by-step manual to manhood. It is more of a guidebook towards understanding oneself and living the life that God intended us to have. The reason why most male handbooks fail is because men do not try to venture deep within their hearts to find their passion and strength. This book seeks to help men better understand why they do the things that they do and how they can improve on it. All of these topics are addressed from the origin in the endeavor to aid men in realizing why they have become who they are and what the next step should be. A hint to the answer for all these questions has something to do with God's plan for each person. The author offers this book for a chance for men to find their heart back, and their women as well. Most importantly, this book will help men and women work towards the life they truly desire. John believes that after 10 years since this book was published, the words in this book still ring true in much the same way as they did when it was first written. John was able to ponder this statement when he returned to his old house with his sons. John's sons were old now, and they reminisced all the fun memories they had in the house they grew up in. John noticed that things that were once full of wonder and excitement seemed to dull with time and age. John feared for the moment that maybe his words would be obsolete after the many years since it was published. However, after reading through his book again, John found that the lessons in his book were universal. John is humbled to say that his book has influenced the lives of people all around the world. His book has reached many places, from people in distant countries to the halls of Congress. John hopes that his readers may find their heart and God within these pages. Chapter 1. Wild at Heart. After a long and weary travel, the author found himself among the abundance of nature located in an area around Sasquatch Range of central Colorado. He finds himself in the type of environment wherein you could wander around for miles without encountering a single soul. Although he was feeling optimistic this morning for finding fresh tracks up the mountain, he knew that that advantage could easily be overcome by his prey. It was possible that a bull elk could travel faster than John could climb the track. The bull elks, called Wapiti by the Indians, were probably the most cunning animals in the lower 48. Every time John got even a glimpse of one, the next moment they would be gone, vanishing into some thick bush. The bull elks liked to live in high places and traveled higher than any animal in a day. The bull elks were not always this way. They used to live in prairies. However, when westward expansion came, the bull elk stayed high in the mountains. This new habitat was hardly the reason why John began his ascent up the mountains. There was another more important reason why John was scaling up the high mountains. John was seeking his heart. Wild at Heart. Upon reading the story of Genesis, an observant reader would notice the difference between the creation of Adam and Eve. Eve was created within the sublime Garden of Eden. In comparison, Adam was created from the dirt, from clay taken from the earth itself. After Adam was created, he was taken to Eden to assume dominion over all living things. Needless to say, Adam was created from the untamed aspect of the story of creation. From this story, we can assume that man is innately undomesticated. Man was not made to stay indoors. Man has a natural instinct to explore and travel. A lot of great men in history serve as proof of this assumption through their great travels and explorations. When John was merely 7 years old, he attempted to gouge a hole in the ground with his friend Danny Wilson. They dug diligently and only stopped when they reached 8 feet. In 1998, John and his friends decided they wanted to ride a boat along Snake River. The environment was a bit dangerous because the river had overflowed. The snowmelt rate was high.